Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 5. In verse 35, Jesus is speaking, and some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead." That's terrible news. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? Now, while Jesus was there, the ruler of the house came and he wanted Jesus to help his daughter. But before he could talk to Jesus about it, the little girl died. And so somebody came to him and said, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher any further." As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe." This is what our life is about. You're going to have things that go right. You're going to have things that go wrong. You're going to have things that are easy. You're going to have things that will challenge you. No matter what is going on, Jesus will always say this one thing to you. Do not be afraid, only believe. No matter what it is, do not be afraid, only believe. Fear is a tool that the enemy uses. Fear does not come from God. Fear comes from the enemy. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, in Genesis 3:10, after God was looking for them, Adam said to God, "I was afraid. I was afraid. That's why I hid myself. I was afraid." You see, the enemy brings fear into your life. God never brings fear into your life. If you have fear, the reason is because the enemy whispered something to you and he targeted your self-consciousness. And usually that has to do with somehow our ability or something that happened or something we did. And he targets that area of observing ourselves. Well, when I'm observing myself, I'm not going to find a whole lot of good in there because Romans 7 says there's no good thing in me. So, looking at yourself is never going to be a solution. How can I improve? Doesn't much matter. That's the answer. Doesn't much matter. The improvement you're looking for is stop looking at yourself. That's the improvement you want. So when I say, how can I improve? That's just another way of looking at myself. If you really want to improve things, stop looking at yourself and start focusing on your Savior, on Christ, on His Word. Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about the fact that the little girl is gone, that she has died. Only believe." Now, the result of that was not just, well, only believe and she stays dead. The result of that was that Jesus came to his house and he said similar things to the people there. He said, "She's not dead, she's sleeping." They ridiculed him for it. They said, "We know dead when we see it." And God says to the little girl, get up. And she gets up. It was simple. All they need to do is believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. Don't ever be afraid, only trust God. There's a simplicity to a life with God that people sometimes miss. God's ways, God's thoughts, God's word, faith, living in faith, having a relationship with God, it's very, very simple. Only believe. That's all it takes. Only believe. There's always simplicity to the things of God. Now, in Genesis 3:10, like we just said, Adam got afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he knew he was naked. By the way, God knew he was naked. Why was Adam naked? Because that's how God made him. God made Adam, he made Eve, he didn't make clothes. They really didn't have any other way of being except for naked. But now all of a sudden it was a problem. Why? Because when Adam started looking at himself, things got complicated. Anytime we are self-oriented or self-conscious, when we look at ourselves, then faith becomes complicated and fear sets in. And when fear sets in, it brings what we call backsliding. Backsliding is when I don't keep up with God. Backsliding is I stop listening to the Word of God, therefore I stop operating in faith. Backsliding is when the simplicity of faith leaves me, and all of a sudden there's a whole lot of stuff that has to happen in order for me to be right with God. No, things with God are simple. If it's complicated, you're involved. And you shouldn't be. Our involvement is only belief. That's it. Only believe. What kind of decisions do I make? God, I'm so anxious, I don't know what to do. Only believe. Because if I only believe, then I'm going to only believe the Word of God. And so, yes, it's simple, yes, it's only believe, but what I'm believing is amazing. What I'm believing is truth for the universe. I mean, what I'm believing created the universe. What I'm believing makes you alive. From my end, from your end, it's simple. God doesn't ask us for anything complicated. He only asks us to believe. That's it. Only believe Him. Only believe my word. Even Christians sometimes make this mistake. They'll say, well, you know, it's complicated. Some situation will come up, and it's usually a situation where their old sin nature is fighting the will of God. Maybe, and this is a true story, it happened years ago, a person that I knew, that I worked with, her husband came home and he said, honey, I think we're going to go to the mission field in Russia. And she says, mission field is not in my plan. And all of a sudden, everything became very complicated. Why? Too much self. If I simply believe, and I don't have self involved, God can take me wherever He wants me. And this particular person was afraid of that, as though God was going to hurt her. God wasn't going to hurt her. God was going to bless her out of her orbit way beyond anything she could do for herself. Remember, in Ephesians 3:20, God goes above and beyond anything you can ask or think. It's not complicated. You only believe. That's it. Only believe. God, what am I going to do about my problem? Only believe. God, what am I going to do about these people? Only believe. God, what am I going to do about my decisions? I don't know what to do. Only believe. That's all you need to do. Only believe. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. You only believe and God takes care of the rest. The problem with not believing is that then we start trying to take care of things and we get in God's way. God, this is what I need. Only believe. But if I only believe, how am I going to get it? Just believe. God will bring you the provisions you need. Now, that does not mean that you're passive or lazy or anything like that. There was a guy one time who didn't have anything to eat. He was a Christian. But he was a Christian who was not very mature. And he started praying that God would give him food and that God would give him money. And along came a person who said, hey, I have a job for you. If you want this job, I'll give it to you. Come on and work for me. And the guy said, no, I'm praying and I'm believing God for taking care of this. And then another guy came around and said, listen, I see you're on hard times. I can employ you. I can give you a job. You can make some money so you can help yourself. And I said, no, I'm just trusting God for this. I'm believing God for this. A third person comes around. And he says to him, listen, I have a job for you. If you're willing to work for me, I have a job for you. So no, I'm trusting God for this. The guy never found what he was looking for. Why? Because he didn't actually believe. It's just like with Peter. When Peter was in prison, people prayed that Peter would be released. God sent an angel to release Peter. The angel opens up the prison door. Peter goes home where all the people are praying. He knocks on the gate. The servant girl comes to the gate. She's scared because she's convinced Peter's been killed in prison. She thinks it's a ghost. Runs and tells everybody. They think it's a ghost. Nobody opens the gate. They prayed, but they didn't believe. God answered their prayer, but because they didn't even believe that God would answer their prayer, when God answered their prayer, they didn't accept it, and Peter was stuck waiting outside. You see, only believe doesn't make us stupid. Only believe is where we really think. Only believe is where we start expecting from God. Only believe is where we start having hope that God will do. And remember, hope in the Bible is not a wishful thought. Hope in the Bible is a confident expectation. I know this is coming. When Peter was in prison and they were praying for him, and there were a bunch of them praying for him, not one of them actually believed what they were praying. God released him. I know God's not going to do it. God released him. I know God's not going to do it. That's no prayer. That's a wishful thought. But God released him anyway, because they still asked. Some people say, well, you have to have a lot of faith to receive answers to prayer. No, Matthew 7 says that if you ask, you will receive in verse 7. If you have enough faith to ask, you have enough faith to receive. Sometimes God doesn't answer immediately. And people say, well, God didn't answer. That's not how it works. Sometimes God answers with a delay because he has to build your ability, your capacity to receive the answer. Imagine if you are a cup. I know, that's a little bit weird, but just go with it for a second. Imagine if you are a cup and you're praying that God fills you with a gallon of water. Or if you're a kid, maybe a gallon of Kool-Aid. But you're only a cup. And God says, fine, I'm going to give you the gallon, but I have to expand you a little bit. Because if I give you a gallon and all you can hold is a cup, you're only going to get a cup and everything else is going to spill. And so sometimes God will delay an answer because he's causing you to grow. God's delays are not God's denials. God's delays are God's process. In that process, you only believe. Jesus said, ask and keep asking until you receive what you're asking for. That means that sometimes, not always, but sometimes there will be a delay. Keep asking. Because God has to put us in a process in order to be able to receive the request that we have, the answer to it. In the process, we simply believe. God said it, I believe it. End of the story. God said it, I believe it. That's all that's to it. It's very, very simple. Now, if I get involved, God said it, but I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. That's where things go wrong. You don't make it happen. Every time in the Bible, when people try to fulfill the promises of God on their own rather than simply trusting God for their fulfillment, they blew it. They completely messed it up. In the case of Abraham, we're still seeing the results today. And that's almost 3,500 years ago, a little over 3,000 years ago. We're still seeing the results. Now, only believe. It's simple as that. Only believe. In James 2:20, only believe means something. Do you not know, James said, O foolish man? It's an interesting way for him to put it. Oh, don't you know, you foolish, foolish little man? In modern English, you stupid, stupid little man. Don't you know that faith without works is dead? Now, some people think that that means that you have to get religious in your activity. That's not at all what it means. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? That's defining things for us. God said to Abraham, at this point of his life, this is after Abraham grew a lot, put your son on the altar. Now that was not, by natural thinking, an easy thing to do. Because Isaac was the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. And God is saying, sacrifice the fulfillment of my promises. Let him go. That's hard. Especially when that fulfillment is your son. It's not like, okay, you're not going to get the car. Let it go. Sacrifice the car. No, this is his son. Put him on the altar and sacrifice him. And so, Abraham just believes God. Now, as Isaac and Abraham, and Isaac was not a little kid at this point. Isaac was 21 years old. He was a strapping farm boy. I mean, he was a big, strong guy. This is no little kid. Some people say he was a little kid. He was not. He and his dad are walking along to make a sacrifice. Isaac knows why they're going there. He doesn't know what the plan is. Abraham knows what the plan is because God told him the plan. And Isaac asks his dad, because they had no animal to sacrifice, where's the sacrifice? We're going to make a sacrifice. Where's the animal? And Abraham says to him, God will provide himself a lamb. That's an incredible statement. Because at this point, Abraham knew that even though God said to him, sacrifice your son, the fulfillment of the promise, he knew that God was going to stay true to the promise. Because that's the nature of God. At this point, he knew God. He knew what he was like. He was a friend of God at this point. So he knew what to expect with God. God says sacrifice the promise. Okay, fine. God will provide himself a lamb. God is going to resolve this. I'm not going to lose anything with God. God is going to resolve this. And sure enough, Abraham binds Isaac to the altar. Isaac didn't flinch, which is remarkable in itself. That's a whole other story. That's an amazing thing that Isaac didn't flinch. Why? Because Isaac only believed. And so Abraham ties him to the altar and he picks up the knife to sacrifice his son, and it's literally in the air about to be plunged into his son's body. And God says, stop. I wanted to test what was the most important to you. Obeying me or your son in the natural way. Your natural relationship. And when he told him to stop, in the bush there was a ram that was caught there in the thicket. And God said, sacrifice the ram. And so they had a sacrifice. Abraham had no problem doing that. Why? He only believed. That's why. It's like that with us. Even though it looked bad, even though it looked bad from what God was doing, he just simply believed him. And he believed the character of God, and he knew that God was good to his promises. And that even though to him it made no sense at all, the way it was presented, he trusted God to know that God wasn't going to give up his promise. God was going to be true to the promise. That Abraham would be tested, perhaps. Yes, we all get tested. But we come out as winners at the end. And so he just believed God. What this is telling us is you apply the word of God. If you believe God, if you believe the word of God, then you use it. You apply it. You make decisions on the basis of the word of God. If you believe it. Now, if your faith, your belief, does not result in a decision, then you don't actually have any faith. Your faith is dead. But if you decide on the basis of what you believe, your faith, on the basis of the Word of God. If you apply the Word of God in the details of your life, then you have a living faith, not a dead faith. That's a faith that'll take you places. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Saul was told by Samuel, wait here for 7 days, and after 7 days, I will come back and we will make an offering to the Lord, and then you're going to go to war against the Philistines. And the Philistines were a very powerful army. They were huge. They were very good soldiers. And they were a very strong army. They were also Israel's hostile neighbor. And so Israel was constantly fighting with the Philistines. So Saul and his army waited where Samuel told them for 7 days. During the 7 days, the Philistines noticed what was going on. And their army started to gather across the way from the Israeli army. They were preparing for battle because they figured it out. Oh, Israeli army facing us? This is not going to be a good thing. And so they were preparing for battle. Their army came, and there were a lot of them. There were so many of them that Israelis got afraid. And a lot of the soldiers started leaving. They said, forget this. And they started walking out. And Saul got nervous. And the seventh day came and no Samuel. You ever wait for a package and you know that it's coming, let's say, Thursday. And Thursday morning, the package isn't there and you're wondering, where's my package? It's kind of the same deal, except worse. All right, the seventh day comes, no Samuel. Where's Samuel? He was supposed to be here at 7 a.m, right? Samuel didn't say that. He just said 7 days. So Saul gets nervous because he's looking at the Philistines, his army's leaving, and so he makes an offering himself. Bad mistake. And right after he finishes making his offering, here comes Samuel. Samuel did come. Saul panicked. Why? Because he didn't believe. And in verse 22 of 1 Samuel 15, Samuel said to Saul, has God as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice. To heed or to listen with response is better than the fat of rams. In other words, he's saying to Saul, your obedience would have worked for you. Your sacrifice will not. Your sacrifice without obedience is meaningless. You didn't obey because you didn't believe. And so you didn't apply what God had told you. Had you applied it because you believed, you wouldn't even really need the sacrifice. Because God would fight that battle for you. It's like that with us. You don't have to get all anxious. You don't have to get all nervous. You don't have to look for 50 things to do to take care of a problem. You pray. You trust God. And He takes care of the problem. God gives you wisdom when you ask Him for it. When you follow the wisdom God gives you, that's what you need. If you try to do 50 things and ignore the wisdom of God, God says following the wisdom of God is much better than trying to do 50 things on your own. Just obey. The Bible says that certain things should be done. We go to church. We get the Word of God. We tell people about Christ. There's certain basic things that God wants people to do. God says it's much better for you to obey than to sacrifice. Let's say you have somebody who gives a whole lot of money to a church, but they only go occasionally. They never do anything with the church. Well, to obey is better than to sacrifice. You would have been better off keeping your fat check and simply doing what God said to do. The way it works with God, very, very simple. You believe Him. That's it. You just believe Him. In Matthew 18:4, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of God. the person who doesn't overthink it through self-consciousness and simply believes God because he said it, God says that person is not just great, but the greatest in the kingdom. In Hebrews 4:2, when we mix faith with the things we hear from the Word of God, and that requires humility, because if I don't have the humility to believe God, then I won't mix faith with what he said. Humility is simply, I trust the Word of God. That's humility. I trust it more than I trust myself. I trust what God says more than what I can figure out. That's humility. So humility is required for faith. And Hebrews 4:2 says, if you mix faith with what you hear, and that word mix is the same idea as putting creamer in coffee. You know how people put cream in their coffee and then they stir it up? How easy do you think it's to separate the coffee and the cream after it's stirred in? Really, really difficult. They basically become one thing, at least practically. And so that's what we do with the Word of God. Our faith gets mixed with the Word of God so that you can't separate our faith from the Word of God. All you need for that is humility. It doesn't take anything more than that. It just takes humility. And then the Word of God starts to profit you. It starts to benefit you. You start to grow. You see things happen. When you come to the promises of God, you see the promises of God fulfilled. God starts taking care of you when you only believe. It's really very simple. The Christian's faith is very, very simple. That's part of why people have trouble with it, because they think it should be more complicated. Some people will even tell you, that's too simple. Well, did you want it to be complicated? Of course it's simple. God did it. He makes everything simple for us. If it's complicated, you're doing it wrong. If it's complicated, there's too much of yourself in it. It's really very simple. It's always very simple. What did Jesus say? Only believe. Don't be afraid. Only believe. That's all we need to do. He says to us, don't be afraid. Only believe. God says it, believe it. Why should I believe it? Because he said it. He cannot lie. So you can trust him. Really very simple. The Christian's faith is always very simple. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.